This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Three tribes in Alaska are participating in a pilot program to collect data and provide solutions on a community level to address missing and murdered Indigenous people. KDLG's Brian Venwa spoke with officials about how the new project will change their approach on active and cold cases.
At the beginning of the year, the U.S. Attorney's Office for Alaska announced that the Department of Justice would embark on a pilot project to address the missing and murdered Indigenous persons epidemic in the state. The Chugiang Tribal Council in Dillingham is one of three Alaska tribes that volunteered to be part of the project. Each tribe will develop a tribal community response plan tailored to its needs, resources, and culture. According to a study by the Urban Indian Health Institute, out of 29 states, Alaska ranks fourth in the number of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Tribal Administrator Courtney Carty says the importance of gathering statistics on a local level.
All too often, Native communities are researched by outsiders. In this situation, it's very important that, especially with such a sensitive topic, that our council is able to work with families directly to quantify the issue and demonstrate that ourselves versus having an outside organization do that for us.
The tribe meets with the U.S. Attorney's Office as part of a forum to increase communication between communities and public officials. Ingrid Cumberledge is the MMIP coordinator for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Alaska. She says that a key to reduce MMIP cases is to establish connections between tribes and agencies and to implement solid tribal community response plans.
We really just need to build those relationships and make sure that everybody is reporting as soon as possible so that we can get working on any incident at the quickest possible moment.
Brian Schroeder, the U.S. Attorney for Alaska, stressed that it is important to establish communication and transparency before crises occur.
A large part of what this is getting all the parties involved, all the stakeholders involved, to start talking to each other now. You want to be able to talk ahead of time and know each other and open those lines of communication.
Chugiang's plan will serve as a model for hub communities like Bethel and Nome. More information about the pilot project can be found by contacting the U.S. Attorney's Office in Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venwa.
In Montana, after launching a fund to assist families of missing persons in gathering evidence, Snowbird Fund committee members say public interest in the project has allowed them to increase the fund. Yellowstone Public Radio's Caitlin Nicholas reports.
Ivan McDonald is a filmmaker who's been documenting the missing and murdered Indigenous women's crisis for years and serves on the Snowbird Fund committee. At Montana's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Task Force meeting, he said the fund acts as a bridge, connecting families to money they need to respond quickly.
We know that so often in those missing persons cases or when someone turns up missing, those first few hours are so incredibly important, and research shows that the number one reason that the Department of Justice declines these cases in Indian country is due to lack of evidence and sort of all of those things, forensic evidence.
With grants starting at $500, the Snowbird Fund helps families cover search costs, such as gas for vehicles, drones to survey an area, or food to feed search parties. Grant applicants must be affiliated with an active missing persons case. I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
The Assembly Judiciary Committee in the California Legislature approved a measure Tuesday to allow state and local court employees to receive paid holiday on California Native American Day. The bill by Assemblymember James Ramos would amend a code to recognize Native American Day as a judicial holiday. Paid judicial holidays are designated in a different code from holidays recognized by other state agencies. The bill would not create an additional paid holiday, but would exchange Columbus Day for California Native American Day. It advanced by a 10-0 vote. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Support by AARP, accepting community challenge grant applications from eligible nonprofits and governments to fund quick action innovative projects emphasizing diversity and inclusion at aarp.org/community challenge through April 14th.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.